This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
Yep, it's always game day in Cleveland, whether it's in the middle of the night, the morning, or in the evening. It doesn't matter because it is always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. And, of course, we are brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Daryl, a lot of things to say. At least it was entertaining. I'll try to take the high road on this. 41-32, the Broncos beat the Browns. What a night. I mean, I'm thinking about the numbers tonight. Jameis Winston threw the ball for 58 times for 497 yards, four touchdowns, unfortunately, three interceptions and two pick sixes. And what a night for Jerry Jeudy against his old team. 235 yards, nine catches. Your thoughts?
Yeah, to your point, that's kind of where we're at. Browns are 3-9, but hey, at least they're entertaining to watch, right?
Right.
At least it appears that this stretch run is going to be palatable, intolerable for fans to watch. They should have won this game, but they didn't. The defense wasn't able to do enough. And again, you're not going to win when you hand your opponent 14 points the way Jameis Winston did. And look, this is the full Jameis Winston experience, okay? Yep. You know, sets a Browns franchise record, 497 yards passing. The pass interference penalty cost him the 500-yard game. And then it, instead of being 499 and five touchdowns, he ended up throwing an interception late as well. Right before the half, was going down, throws the pick six. That ends up being a 10-point swing because you at least were going to get three, you thought, on that particular drive. But then Jameis does what Jameis does. Boom. Within 90 seconds, he gets the 7 points right back. And so it's fun to watch.
Here's the crazy part, right, Daryl? At the end of the game, right, they're down nine and they're pushing the ball down the field to get the pass interference call. In my mind, what am I thinking? I'm thinking, man, that missed field goal at the beginning of the game has really come back to haunt them by Dustin Hopkins.
Yeah.
No, he did throw the interception, so it didn't matter. But right. Imagine if they would have scored.
If it was 35-41 at that point, right. Sure. Let me run down some numbers from this game because this is just how this is how stupid this game was Monday night. And when I say stupid, it's tongue in cheek, sarcastic, but also hilarious. First downs, Browns 28-19. They win that battle. On third down, a season best 9 of 19. Denver was 6 of 13.
Total for the worst third down team in the league, right?
Correct. Against one of the best defenses in the league. They put up 552 yards of offense. That was the good news. The bad news is the defense gave up 400 yards of offense to Denver, right?
Right.
Offensive plays. Are you ready for this, Baskin?
I'm ready.
Plays. Browns 84 offensive plays, Denver 61. Are you kidding me? And both teams averaged 6.6 yards per play. Denver won the rushing battle 106-77, but the Browns just absolutely crushed through the air 475-294. If you give Jameis Winston credit on the passing yards for the pick sixes, he throws for 600 yards.
That is too funny.
And 6 touchdowns. He threw for 600 yards and 6 touchdowns, Andy.
For both teams.
How about that?
That's insane. That is insane.
Do you want me to add it up right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't care. So he threw for 497 yards to Browns receivers, right?
Right.
All right, let's add in here.
The 2 pick sixes in this game.
71-yard pick six.
Yes.
Plus another, what was the length of the other pick six? 44-yard pick six. Actually, I wasn't joking. Jameis Winston threw for 612 yards and 6 touchdowns. 497 went to the Browns. And 115 went to the Broncos.
That's got to be the greatest passing performance in NFL history, isn't it?
It has to be. It has to be. Is that not incredible?
Hang on. Now you're making me want to look it up.
Is that not incredible, though? He throws for 497 and 4 touchdowns to Browns receivers and a 115 and 2 touchdowns to Bronco receivers.
Yes. Yes, it would be. Norm Van Bronckhorst holds the NFL record for most passing yards in a single game. 554 yards in 1951. He threw that against the New York Yankees.
Wow. That's back when the Yankees played football.
Yes, the New York football Yankees.
I had to write those numbers down because I'm going to have to.
I'm going to be using those, too.
Beyond fantastic. But that's just how wild this game was. I think we got to talk about Nick Chubb a little bit.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that they're just spacing his usage.
Big deal about it on the radio. It was almost like.
No, they made a big deal on the television.
I mean, on TV, not on TV. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on the TV broadcast because,
they didn't use him at all in the second quarter.
I'm just giving you the inside television stuff. To me, it sounded like Stefanski or the coaching staff had said to them in a previous meeting that they were going to use Nick Chubb. Use Nick Chubb, and I wasn't surprised by the way they used Nick Chubb at all. Were you? But they seemed to be surprised by it, which makes me think that they knew something that maybe we didn't know.
Yeah, and Chubb, 9 carries, 21 yards, 2.3 average. He caught 2 passes for 24 yards, including a touchdown. He's not the same player, and this is not me picking on, ripping, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is what I expected from Nick Chubb.
Right.
This is what
I'm still here. Trust me.
This is what I tried to warn folks. You were going to see this season from Nick Chubb. And I have no idea what the hell you're doing with your.
No, my camera's messed up down here, so I'm just trying to fix it. That's it. Keep going. Sorry.
I'm not disappointed in him. I'm not being critical of him. This is the usage is exactly what I expected of him, and the production is exactly what I expected of him. Dude had his knee put back together twice. Okay, the fact that he's even on a football field is the miracle of miracles. So again, I'm not criticizing. this is exactly what I expected. But you're right. They kept mentioning, where's Nick Chubb? And at one point, I wrote down, they said 25 consecutive, the last 25 plays of the first half, Chubb was not on the field. He came out for the first play of the second half, then went right back to the sidelines again before being brought on. I'll be interested to see what the final snap count ultimately ends up being. But you're right. They made a real big deal about his lack of presence in the game. And to your point, it sounds like they were told something was afoot with the game plan involving Nick Chubb, and it never materialized. And that's why they were up there in the booth and, you know, scratching their heads. Do we want to touch the third rail?
And, sure, go ahead. Go ahead, hit it.
Take the blatantly obvious of what this game and what we have learned in the last five games.
Well, let me just say one more thing. For Denver, this game was gigantic because it was the difference between, I think, 74% chance of making the playoffs and less than a 50% chance of making the playoffs. So for especially going into their bye week,
yeah,
they needed that. And then I'm also wondering, if I'm Pittsburgh and I'm watching this game, I'm thankful the Browns are on a short week.
Yeah.
If I'm Pittsburgh, and because, you know, I heard some little bit of trash coming out of Pittsburgh today, just talking about how the Steelers want payback. And they think that even Jamal White was talking about this on the TV postgame show that I was doing, that that the Steelers think that the snow is the reason that they lost. The Steelers said as much after the game.
I mean,
yeah.
That was the message coming out of that. Before we get to the third rail, though, got to give Jerry Jeudy.
Oh, you have to. Yes.
Absolutely lit up. And I believe I said that he was primed for an explosive night in Denver. I did not have 235 yards, 9 catches, and a touchdown on my bingo card. He was just absolutely electric. The first offensive play of the game was for 44 yards, 70-yard touchdown, which is the second longest play of the season. Jerry Jeudy, by the way, has both electric plays this year. Let's not forget he had the 89 yarder at New Orleans. But also, too, explosive plays continue to be a major problem for the Browns defense. 91 yard touchdown allowed. That marked the 12th play of 40 or more yards allowed by this defense. And let me count it real quick. 6. 6 plays for over 55 yards. That's not winning football. You know, again, Winston, the 2 pick sixes, doomed you. Dustin Hopkins missing, what was that? I think it was the 47-yard field goal. That obviously ended up in the long run hurting you here, but there's a reason the Browns are where they're at 3-9. But shall we go to the third rail before we wrap?
Yeah, the only other point I was going to make is Jerry Jeudy had 600 some yards going into this game, like 638.
Yeah,
it sounds like something. So 638 and 235. A lot of math in the show tonight. 13.
He's down pace for a 1,000-yard season here.
First time ever for him. First time ever. So
it's going to be a record year for him.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Deadpool. What do you got?
You guys like to do Why Are We Smarter on the Midday Show, you and Jeff Phelps there.
Yeah, Jeff Phelps. 13 years we've been doing.
Yep. Here's what we learned.
Okay.
This is what we have learned.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson's career with the Cleveland Browns needs to be over.
Okay.
I don't care what he's making. It needs to be over. Okay. Yes, Jameis Winston was a reason why you were in the game, but he's also the reason you lost the game.
True.
But here's the bottom line. Okay.
I'd rather watch that game than any game we saw with Deshaun Watson all year, though.
That's my point. Okay. Yeah. We saw it last year with Joe Flacco. Came on, and all of a sudden, you had this high-powered, explosive passing offense. 4 of his 5 regular season starts, 300 yards passing, right? Jameis Winston has started 5 games, and in 3 of them, he's plus 325, okay? And he just set the Browns' passing record for a single-season game, breaking Josh McCown's record set in 2015 against the Baltimore Ravens, not just resetting the record, but just obliterating Josh McCown's record there
That's a regular season. That's a regular season.
457 yards against the Ravens, October 11th, 2015. Winston with 497 Monday night. But yeah, we should not see Deshaun Watson on a football field wearing a Browns helmet and uniform ever again.
So you think? I think that a lot of people had said that that deal had been sealed, but to tonight. Yeah.
This is it. Like, this is the.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like you, and what an organizational failure by the Cleveland Browns this year. I think with Jameis Winston at quarterback, this is a 500 football team.
No, I think the same thing.
Okay. Now, maybe they get a little Kansas City Chiefs luck, right? And luck their way into an extra win or two to get above 500. But this year, if Jameis Winston was the quarterback, this is a 500 football team, okay? Mm. Next year, if they're able to keep Jameis Winston, they're a 500 football team. What this proves is they totally blew it with the Deshaun Watson trade. He was not the guy to push him over the top here. And basically now you have wasted this contention window because you don't have a franchise quarterback that can make game-winning plays. Jameis Winston can come in and keep you afloat, right? Joe Flacco came in, kept you afloat, got you to the finish line, but couldn't get you anywhere in the playoffs. Jameis Winston's not going to be able to get you to the playoffs, but what he's going to do is go out there and play some entertaining as hell football, and that is, for me, the final nail in the Deshaun Watson coffin. He should never play for the Cleveland Browns ever again. I don't want to see him on the field ever again. 7 games this year, could not throw for 200 yards, okay? An anemic passing attack, an anemic offensive attack. And now you have Jameis Winston for a second straight year, a backup quarterback is coming on and making Watson look pedestrian would be complimentary, right? So
that's his third 300 plus, right?
Yeah. So yeah. In 5 years, so three, not more math, 3 for 5, 4 for 5. That's 8 of 10 games without Deshaun Watson with two primary backup quarterbacks, 8 of 10, Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston, 300 plus yard games. Hmm. Yeah. Amazing. Guess what? Deshaun Watson, major problem.
Well, I don't think you were the first to say that. Let me give you one other tidbit before we take off here. When you look at the remaining 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games left for the Browns,
yep, Darryl,
4 of those games are against teams that are either in first or second place.
Yeesh. Well,
Pittsburgh in first, Chiefs in first, Bengals are in third. The Dolphins, even though they're 5-7, second in the East, and the Ravens are 8-6, second in the North.
Let's end the podcast on a positive note.
Okay, let's be positive.
Let's be very positive. Number one, with each loss, the Browns draft picks get better and better next
year. True. There you go. Good point.
And Wait till you hear this. Monday night's loss to the Broncos, although it dropped the Browns to 3-9 and guarantees a third losing season under Kevin Stefanski in 5 years, the Cleveland Browns remain alive for the playoffs still.
They're still alive?
They are. So check this one out. Okay. I looked it up. For some reason, I'm a sick human being. The Jets, the Titans, and the Browns at 3-9 are all still alive. The only teams officially eliminated in the AFC, the Patriots, the Jaguars, and the Raiders.
All right. That's optimistic. I'll take it.
Basically, the Steelers' revenge next week will be to officially eliminate the Browns from the playoffs.
But will they?
Yes, they will. Because the Browns never win at whatever Acrisure, whatever they call that, the old ketchup bottle there down in Pittsburgh that resembles a bowl of mustard.
I hear you, brother. All right, Daryl, that's it. That'll do it for us. When's the next time I'll talk to you? I'll talk to you on Monday.
We will do this again Wednesday. But it's going to be at night. Little different schedule for the Browns this week, at least at the start of the week, because Kevin Stefanski wants to help these guys recover from this.
Hey, let me ask you one more question before we go. Is Kevin Stefanski back next year?
I think so. Yes.
I do too. And again, tonight's another reason why.
Yes.
Right. And the number you just gave out about the 8 out of the last, what is it? The 10. 8 out of 10. 10.
For Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston. I've got a couple nuggets. I gotta hurry up and get these on social media while they're stirring in my brain, Baskin.
Okay, go. 8 of 10. Is that what it is? 8 of 10.
8 of 10.
Without Watson. With Watson.
I'm sorry. It's 7 of 10. I can't add. It's way late. Okay. It's early in the morning. I can't add. Yeah. Winston's 3 for 5. Flacco was 4 for 5. So 7 of 10. 300 yard passing games. So we're going to pretend that I didn't say 8 of 10 earlier.
It's okay. Well, that's okay. We can erase it. We won't, but we will. Evan O'Brien, you're a good man for staying up late tonight. I have no idea why you would want to do this. You are a masochist, my friend, but you've done a fantastic job producing tonight. So thank you very much. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. And it is always, and listening on the Odyssey app, game day in Cleveland.